Hello everyone, it is August 30th and it's time for an episode of Toonami Therapy. We're your hosts, Michael and...
Ami.
And we're going to start going over the shows we usually cover. We'll start out with My Hero Academia, episode 16. Yeah, we're going straight into it. I don't have any fancy beginning intro thing. Except for that part I just said. Anyway, so they, so when we last left our, heroes, they were up against a bunch of robots. And so, their solution is to just go past the robots, basically. They managed to do. Anyway, so, to make a long story, short, essentially, they go through those and, some other obstacles. Ultimately, Todoroki and Bakugo are, like, you know, basically at the front, except Deku's able to sort of use that piece of metal from the robots as sort of a shield, because with the mines that are there, to basically blast himself into first place, which was kind of cool. Yeah, that's basically the episode. On the whole, I obviously skipped over things, but I really liked this episode. I thought it was a lot of fun, basically.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. This episode, if this episode was like a parody of a shonen anime, it would have been great. But to me, everything seemed just like so over the top that I thought for a while what I was watching was like a show that, like Pop Team Epic, that parodies anime. Because I was like, there's no way this show can be this campy and this cheesy. And that's the way it was. It was just so campy. And of course, you know, Midoriya ends up in first place. And which was like the most obvious thing that would happen ever. And I just found this episode to be really disappointing.
Oh, well, I really liked it. I mean, yeah, there's some stuff was over the top, but I just thought it was fun. Like, the whole episode was very fun, and that just worked for me. I will say that I wasn't a huge fan of Deku ending up in first place like that. I would have preferred that he, like, you know, finished, like, you know, second, third, fourth, you know, to show that he did a great job, but not all the way to first place. But, other than that, I liked it. I thought it was fun to see people use their various quirks to advance and such. I actually thought Deku's, plan was actually kind of, cool.
Yeah, but it was so cliche. It was like, you knew that was going to happen. You know?
Well, yeah, but I still thought it was cool to see. It at least was like, you know, I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. I just thought it was really fun. I mean, that's just a word I used for this episode. Fun, and that really worked well for me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we'll move on past that onto Attack on Titan episode 39. So basically, they basically get into like this big battle with Kenny and his group, including what basically amounts to a bar shootout between Levi and him. Which anyway, this episode it just went. Are you still there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't know. Skype is just telling me poor network connection, and I'm not sure what that means. So, I guess we'll just move on. We'll just continue. So, basically, where was I? Yeah, so they managed to do that. Everyone manages to get away. And they managed to take some of the guys they captured and basically Anji tries and Levi try torturing one of them for information, but he won't relent. So then they basically get the other guy and make it look like the other guy has betrayed him, which then makes him talk, which It was actually kind of clever, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But the big but basically the big thing is that they managed to get one of the guys in charge of sort of like this business group that was working for the bad guys to side with them. But then the head guy of that gets killed by Kenny, and then Aaron and Historia get captured. Oh, and we do find out that Historia is actually the heir to the throne, so that's why her last name was so important last season. Because you were like asking, why is that so important? Well, now you know.
Well, it still doesn't explain why it's important.
You don't think it's important that they have the person who's actual heir to the throne of the whole place?
I don't know who the king is.
Okay.
So, I don't know who the king is, so it doesn't really make a difference to me who, you know, what her name is, because I don't know the king's name. So, yeah.
Okay, there is a little more detail in regards to that later. But, yeah, this is... It's hard for me to really... Because this episode, like the previous one, went through the events of the manga really fast. And I'm looking at it and I'm like saying, wow, I'm not sure. Would this stuff be confusing to someone who hadn't read the manga first because of the speed? Or am I just seeing it from my point of view and it actually would make sense to people? So I don't know. How well did you understand everything?
Not very well at all.
Okay. Yeah, it's... I do appreciate the fact that they took to heart the complaint about this arc in the manga at being too slow-paced, but as I think I said in our last episode, I feel like they've gone too far in the other direction. Like, tell me if you understood this point. And actually, maybe this is something that they were going to explain in the next episode, and they haven't gotten to it yet. But I know it was explained before the point in the manga. Basically, the plan was for to try to make things for the sort of Reeves company, you know, like the group of the sort of traders who you know, were kind of forced into, you know, trying to capture Aaron and Historia. Basically, they were, who then were working with Levi, and the plan was basically to hand over Aaron and Historia to them, like, on purpose, but then the plan was, you know, they'd go and rescue them and such afterwards. But then the whole thing kind of gets thwarted because Kenny apparently sees it coming and just kills the guy and grabs them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that from the episode?
No, I didn't understand that.
Yeah,
that
was something that was really skipped over, especially because like I said, in the comics, that's very stated. Like they deliberately hide like some sort of cutting instrument instruments in Aaron's mouth with the idea that, hey, he can get captured, but then he can go Titan with those. But then Kenny notices that, and that's when he is like, oh, you guys are tricking me. I'm just going to kill you and take them and remove all this stuff, so you know that won't work. And that was just skipped over, and I was like, without that, this doesn't really make that much sense.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the next episode, maybe they were going to explain that, but yeah, that was a part that they just skipped over that I thought was kind of important. I thought like some of the action was decent, though, the stuff with you know, like Armin, saving John, that was cool. I always thought it was Gene. Have they been pronouncing it John this whole time? And I am just not remembering.
You know, I don't remember either.
But, oh, one thing I did want to mention. So when the guys are trying to capture Aaron and Historia, they got them before, or did they get them back? Now I'm all confused about what happened in the episode all of a sudden, some of the sequence of events, because I'm thinking, wait, was the way it was in the manga. Did they change it in the episode? And I'm not remembering. But I guess the point is they get hit by the tranquilizer darts and then immediately, like, you know, go unconscious. That's not how tranquilizer darts work.
Well, this is a fictional universe.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's super common in fictional series. That's still not how they work. They aren't that quick. They take a while. Unless you have to inject, I think, the stuff straight into like an artery or vein. Into a vein for it to start taking effect quickly. But you know, the darts don't do that. They just hit the muscle and they gradually spread throughout the body. It takes a while before it fully, like, you know, makes you go unconscious.
Right, but if it's a fictional universe, it could be a different thing that works faster.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, I guess that could be make some sense as a justification, at least for this series. Okay, yeah, that makes some sense. Okay, so any questions about this episode I might be able to answer?
No.
Okay. So then we'll be moving to Diamond is Unbreakable, episode 2. So basically, the bad guy shows up, but they were able to imprison his stand, and they're like, okay, we'll hold on to it. But then just before Jotaro is able to get there, Josuke's, was it... grandfather or uncle? I can't remember his relation offhand. He's basically tricked into opening the thing because the stand makes it look like it's alcohol. So he kind of opens it up and then gets killed. And the bad guy, you know, stand manages to get away. And unfortunately, so Josuke tries to, you know, use his stand to, like, you know, save him and such, because, you know, he can, like, rearrange matter and stuff. And it doesn't work. And Jotaro says, like, well, no amount of compassion can, like, bring someone back from the dead. Not even a stand can do that. I'm thinking, Jotaro, you did that 2 episodes ago. Like, I know in-universe that was several years ago, but I still think you could remember that, the fact that your father was basically dead for half... Sorry, your grandfather was dead for about half an hour, and then you brought him back.
Yeah.
No, maybe that was just special vampire blood that did it, but it's just such a weird line when you consider what happened, like, just 2 episodes ago, essentially. And, like, in the manga, too, it went straight from part 2 to part 3. That would have still been recent at the time he said that. So, I don't know. And the weirdest thing is, this wasn't even, from what I could tell, like, the guy hadn't been, like, quote-unquote, dead for that long. He had gotten, like, you know, his body mangled, but it did seem like it was fast enough that, yeah, if you could fix things up magically, he would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, after, that they basically end up, you know, having to play the usual game of, you know, trying to catch the enemy and then each trying to sort of one-up and outwit each other. Ultimately, they're able to actually win and catch the guy. And then Josuke decides, hey, I'm not going to kill you or turn you over to the police. I'm just going to fuse you with this rock so that you're just kind of stuck like that permanently. And I do think it's kind of funny that it mentions that the rock then becomes a popular, like, get-together place for couples. Although, one thing that was confusing me, because you look at it and you can see the guy's, like, face in it, and he apparently is able to, like, you know, make noises and stuff. So, like, does no one notice that? Or did that part get covered up by something? Or how did that work? I don't know. That part was a little confusing to me. Yeah, other than that...
What was the bad guy's name?
Angelo.
Oh, that was Angelo.
Yeah.
So, Angelo isn't the villain of this arc.
No, he's not. He was basically a 2-episode villain.
Okay. Then that kind of tips me off to who the villain is going to be.
Okay. Who do you think the villain is?
It's me, Dio.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Okay.
But, I don't think we actually find out the main villain behind the whole thing until, like, midway through the series, I think. Or at least that's what I've heard. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Diamond is Unbreakable, episode 2. I don't know. There wasn't anything I really disliked, but at the same time, I wasn't really that into the episode, and I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think it was anywhere as good as the first one, but it was okay, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I disliked it. It's just I look watched it and I'm just kind of thinking, I don't know, there just seemed to be some spark that was missing from it, and I couldn't really figure out what it was. It had some good moments. It just didn't keep me as engaged as the series usually does.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So all right, we've got that. Hunter Hunter episode 109.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes around here we say that not much happened in an episode. Well, that would be inaccurate in this case because nothing happened in this episode. I mean, all you had was Gon and everyone else preparing for the big battle and preparing and preparing and planning, strategizing, all that. And nothing. No progress whatsoever. Just those people sitting around planning for the big fight. And nothing with the king, really. It ended kind of like on a cliffhanger with the king trying to protect Komugi, but that kind of just gets resolved within a couple of seconds. So, yeah, this episode was a complete waste of time, I thought.
There were a few things that sort of did happen. Like, you know, I don't know if this is going to be important or not, but he does tell Neferpitau, like, hey, you protect Komugi. So I don't know if that ends up being important later on, but there was that. There's also, I guess, It did provide some sort of setup for what's going to happen. It just was a matter of we didn't need this much setup to go into it, especially considering how much of it is telling us stuff that, you know, we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not entirely sure about this. It's because I was looking up to try to see when the chapters around this point were originally released on what dates, and I couldn't really find them for individual chapters. Like the Hunter Hunter Wiki just said this was released in volume form on, well, that's not telling me the original one, but I think it was the chapters that corresponded to this was right before the manga went on a lengthy hiatus. So that's what I thought it was, looking up some stuff, but I'm not 100% sure. But it is just kind of funny to imagine that this, they did this and then it's like hiatus time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really felt like padding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, did you want to go to, Ice Shield 21, or?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's see. In the first episode, which I don't remember the number. Do you remember the number? Was it 93 or 95?
It was 93.
Okay, so in episode 93, they play against the African team. And they win quite easily. I think the score was like 28-0. And so then that kind of gets Panther and Pals to want to play, but their coach is still pouting. So then it's time for the championship game of this cup. And there's this great scene where Morgan, the coach of the Europe team, he just laughs and laughs and laughs, this hilarious evil laugh, and it just like goes on for like 2 minutes straight, and it's so funny just to listen to him laugh. And then they start the new game, and they they're doing really well, but there's one play that I have to say, and I wrote this on the blog, but this would never happen in real life, where Haruma fakes a handoff to Seta and then sets up for a field goal. Like that, you would never, that has never happened once in the history of football. A play action field goal, that's just unheard of. But it seems like something they got out of rugby, because you could do that in rugby, but you would never do it in football. They take a 17-0 lead at the half, and then in the second half, they come out, the Europe team comes out and decides to play dirty. So they hit Senna hard and give him a concussion. So now he's out, and now going to get a lesson on player safety in football, or we are going to see Senna power through a concussion, which you're not supposed to do. So we'll find out. Overall.
Yeah, I was wondering if you, well, because I actually, after I watched, I made sure, like, because I had a prediction, I have a prediction on what's going to happen. I made sure not to, like, look at anything about future episodes to make sure that, you know, I don't, like, inadvertently discover if it's true or not. But this is what I think is going to happen. I think that they're going to, I think that Senna's going to be taken out, and then Panther's going to replace him.
Oh, that's an interesting point. You know, I'm not sure. But I think it would set a really bad example to kids if they had Senna try to play through a concussion, because that's – I know this series is like 10 years old, but even so – that's one of the big things that they're trying to eliminate in football is concussions. So,
Yeah, that's my prediction for two reasons. First, I don't see of any other sort of real person to replace Senna with. The second is the point, because they like made the point of trying to get, you know, the shuttles is like, you know, coach there, Apollo, there to watch. And I'm just kind of thinking, well, okay, if the Devil Bats beat those, how is that going to convince him that he should return to football? All that's saying is, hey, this other team beat the guys that your team lost to. So I was thinking, if you have Panther, you know, come in and, you know, help them and win and stuff, it would be, that would like be more conducive to changing his mind on the fact, by having one of his players actually be involved in it.
I mean, there is that one guy who's forced to ride the bench. I forget what his name is.
Yuki Mitsu?
But here's the problem. You told me this is filler, so there's no way this becomes his one signing moment.
No, that well, I mean, it could happen in filler, but I don't think it's likely, because that would make it so that his shining moment, which does happen later, I remember, would, you know, just not, it wouldn't be the same thing, because the whole point of that is like, oh, he's on the field, he hasn't been on it before.
Yeah.
So, but who knows? I don't know. It's filler, so. But that is my prediction. I think Panther will take Senna's place. I could be totally wrong. I could be totally right.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Those are pretty good episodes again, but this series doesn't really have much problems with it.
Yeah, I did. Although I did notice the fact that the description for the episode on Crunchyroll, like, says right in the title, the Damon Devil Bats easily defeat their opponents. I'm like, well, you just ruined the episode.
I know.
Although, one comment I wanted to, one line, there was one line Haruma gave that I actually really liked that I wrote down, is where he says, talent can take you so far, hard work can take you anywhere. I just thought that was a really cool line.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. So that was Ice Shield 21. So I guess we can go for our top things of the week. For me, I know you didn't like it, but I liked it. It would be My Hero Academia.
Yeah, I'm just going with JoJo. You know, that was probably my favorite of the week. Hunter x Hunter was very disappointing because that last episode had so much build up to it, and then, you know, it was nothing happened here. So I'm going with JoJo.
Okay, sure. All right. So, oh, I did actually start. I haven't really been much for a while watching the stuff we haven't been covering, but I did start to get back into it. Dragon Ball Super is finally done with all of the filler, so it's actually started back into the actual plot. But instead of filler, we get a bunch of padding. Yay. I mean, like, some stuff's important. Like, you know, Matt he talks to the Zenus again, and his Zenos. And like telling and says, hey, we should do that tournament thing, and a few other things. But yeah, there was a lot of this where I'm like, wow, this is basically padding. But at least it's not complete filler.
I heard that they're gonna do that all universe tournament, and whichever one loses is going to have their universe erased, and it's Goku's fault somehow. So
Didn't mention anything about stuff being erased, but basically Goku wants like to add like the tournament, so he against Beerus's like request just goes over to Zen knows and like says, hey, about that tournament, can we have one? And they're like, oh, I totally forgot about that. Well, we were bored with this game we were playing, in which it's some sort of weird game where there's these sort of apparent holograms of planets that they sort of move at each other and destroy, and I'm left unsure whether this was just a game or whether they were doing this with actual planets. But then they're like, yeah, that's a great idea. And so then, you know, they're going to start out the stuff. And that's basically where the episode ends with that. So basically, Goku totally set up the whole thing. We haven't got into the whole universe erasing part yet, though. He just thought, oh, it's just going to be a fun, friendly tournament. Also, we do discover that, like, Bulma's pregnant again, and I did like the part where, like, because Goku wants to go train, he's like, hey, come with me, Vegeta. Vegeta's like, I can't go, my other kid's about to be born. And, like, Goku's like, oh, well, I didn't have to worry about that when Goten was, born, because I was dead. That was funny.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. I also kind of started getting caught up with Black Clover, and I just realized, oh, wow. Because I stopped watching it after we stopped recapping it, and I just realized, oh, wow, I stopped just before a bunch of cool stuff happened. So, yeah, I had forgotten some of the stuff that was coming up, but, yeah, I had some of the best Yami moments, I think. But anyway, I wanted to mention that stuff quick. Other than that, although I still haven't seen any, I kind of caught up on those, I'm still not watching Naruto. I just don't care. Sorry. But yeah, that's all that stuff. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I'm thinking of adding more Crunchyroll series to my schedule. I'm looking to start watching a couple of new shows. So, yeah. I was looking at this one. Someone recommended to me. It was called Yowamushi Pedal. It's like a cycling anime.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
It has like 50 episodes, and then it has a second series that also has like 50 more episodes. So someone recommended.
Oh, it looks like it's in its fourth season that's airing now.
Someone recommended it to me, so I thought I'd check it out.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe we could. Maybe we'd add it to the podcast.
Just to try to give us some more variety. I mean, this week wasn't my favorite week for stuff. I don't know. I just felt My Hero Academia was just, it just seemed too campy for me. But yeah, I'd like to add on another series to see and see if it's good. You know, if it's good, then we'll keep watching it. If it's not, then we can always drop it any time, because I've kind of dropped His and Her Circumstances and Samurai 7. I got like halfway through each of them, and
I think that's about as far as I got into Samurai 7 when I watched it years ago.
I just could not. I mean, they weren't bad, but I just, there was nothing about them that made me want to keep going. So, yeah. So I dropped those, and I was thinking of picking up something else. So I'm thinking of picking up Yomiuri Petal, because I was recommended it by a friend. So, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out which one is the first season, which one's the second season. I think the one that's Next Generation, I think that comes after the other one. So that's a good guess to make, but I could be wrong. So
let me see what I can find on Wikipedia. That usually says, okay, it looks like the second season is Grande Road. I don't know if the E is supposed to be silent or not here, because I've seen people like pronounce, like, you know, Rio Grande and Rio Grande, and I'm not sure which one is technically correct, for example. But Spare Bike, Next Generation, I think that's the third season, maybe. I don't know, the way they list this stuff is confusing. But there's that. There's some there's some other possible anime to go through now that we mention it. Haikyuu might be interesting to do at some point.
Cool. You want to do that one too?
Sure. I've seen some of the early episodes, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah, we can just do the 2-episode-a-week thing. That's kind of a small amount, but at least it's not overkill, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that has a dub now. Although I think it's only available on DVD.
Yeah, I prefer dubs, but I don't have enough money to buy all the DVDs, so.
We can figure something out there anyway. You're saying something, and I was going to say something, and now I forgot. Oh yeah, this weekend is Labor Day, so we'll be off for a week.
Yeah,
probably.
Because it's going to be a marathon of the first season of My Hero Academia.
Yeah, that's probably what it would be. Let me
because I saw it was going. Check. It goes longer than Toonami usually goes.
Okay. Yeah. Let me check to be sure on that. Oh, where is the darn site's going slow. Let's see. Saturday schedule. Okay. Where's? Oh yeah, here we go. So I'm sorry, I'm going so slowly. Through this. Yeah, it's a My Hero Academia marathon.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're premiering Boruto the week afterwards.
Okay.
I don't know how good that would be, but
well, I guess I'll watch at least the first episode. Actually, I saw the first episode at a con, but I don't remember what happened. So,
Okay. It looks at least according to this website I'm looking at, it looks like they're having their. Is this? Oh wait, no. This is. Is this thing on? Wait. You know, I'm going to figure out some of this stuff later. I'm not going to just spend the whole time on this podcast while I try to figure some of these things out. But in any case, that's it. It for this episode. We're going to go on break and stuff, unless we can think of something to do, which we probably won't. But in that case, we'll be back in 2 weeks. You can see our previous episodes at TommyAPhillips.com and TsunamiTherapy.podbean.com. These usually go up on Friday when they go up. And that's it for this episode. We'll see you next time.